Time now on the Benusa pregame show to visit with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. How long does it take, Tom, to get over a weekend like you guys had last week?
Well, you just have to get over it, Brian. You can't dwell on it. You got to hit the reset button, and you got to fast forward, and I hope that's what we've done.
How's practice been this week?
Good. It's been a good week, Schultz. We took Monday off, obviously, a long bus ride back, and you know you want to kind of have a mental health day mostly this time of the year. It gets pretty intense right now over the course of the next 6 weeks, and this is a big tournament for us this weekend. It's exciting. The guys are enthusiastic about it, so it's been a good week.
Second half of the season, how much do you scale back on the length of time on the ice?
Oh, a ton. I mean, we're on the ice at 1:45, and we have to be off at 3:15 second half. So we go an hour, maybe an hour and 15, that's all. We're going 60 to 75 minutes, and that's all, and you know, just to stay sharp.
You might be on the ice less, but there's no less time in the weight room and training, is there?
No, there isn't. And you know, and you also make sure too that there's less talking on the ice, less teaching on the ice. You really want good tempo. But really, the first half of the year, though, Schultze, we were on 75-80 minutes too. So I guess, you know, we're not going to change. We haven't went that long this year, and it's definitely the shortest we probably ever practiced. And when we got back from break, when we were still on break, and school hasn't started, we went a little longer the first week because, again, we had 19, 20 days off. But after that first week, they've been short practices.
Off the ice, what can guys do to recover quicker this time of year?
Well, I think the biggest thing is they've got to eat right. They got to drink plenty of water. We've got a great weight room in there, and you know, obviously we have a couple mandated days a week where they got to be in there, but they got to be in there also on the bike, and they got to be stretching. They just got to be doing all those types of things to take care of themselves.
What sorts of things does Duluth do best?
Their speed, and you'll see that. They got really good team speed, and you know, up and down their lineup, and that's the biggest thing is they play with just tremendous pace, and I really like how strong they are up the middle. I mean, you got Toninato as your number one center, Cameron Easy as your number two center, Dukowski as your number three center, and they've got you know, all four lines have the ability of scoring goals, so we just have to, you know, we have to be aware of that.
More with Tom Ceritori when we return. Benusa pregame show here on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to the Benusa pregame show. Brian Schultz with Tom Ceritori, head coach of the BSU Beavers. We were talking Wednesday night at Sports in the Round, Tom, about the psyche of a hockey player and maybe took a hit after the way you guys lost last Friday. How big of a psychology guy are you? How big are you of a mental as opposed to physical on the ice?
I think it's important. I think psychologically, again, it can be affected both ways, you know, positively and negatively. When you're in the zone and you're feeling it and you have confidence and you're seeing success, you know what, things just become automatic. And then obviously when things aren't going well, you know, you tend to stop and slow down and think too much, and you're not reacting. So, this game, you know, is very psychological. That's why, again, when you get going, you get humming. We use the word momentum, or you get on a run or you get on a roll, and there's a lot to say about that.
There's a lot of sports cliches. One of them that I've never quite figured out if I believe or not is you can learn more from a loss than you can a win. Do you believe that?
I think you can. I think it goes both ways. I think you can win. I think you can learn a lot from a win. I think you can learn a lot from a loss. And you know, everything's in perspective, and it's the perspective the player takes. I think that's the biggest thing right there. But I think you got to draw strength from both of those areas.
There's another one. It's not whether you win or lose. It's how you play the game. You believe that one?
Absolutely. And I'll just go over when we struggled against, I mean, we struggled losing against Tech and Bowling Green and Mankato when we played good hockey, and I was not disappointed. The guys did everything we asked. Territorially, we were good in those games. We outshot those opponents. We outchanced those opponents, and we played really, really well. And I think, again, you know, you sit there and you tell your guys to stay the course. They're doing the right things, and I think they believe that, and I know we believe that, and that's all you can control. And so if you play the game the right way, eventually, again, things are going to go your way, Schultze.
Brennan Harms back in your lineup, number one. How's he doing health-wise? Number two, how's he doing on the ice?
He's doing doing really good on the ice right now. I think the biggest thing is, Schultze, he needs to get his timing back. There's no question. And the only way you get your timing back is getting into a game right now. So, you know, we're fortunate to have him back right now. He's a heck of a hockey player, and he's a big piece of the puzzle for us. So good to have Harmsy back.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Ceritori, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.